Praise the Lord, brethren.
Praise the Lord.
We blessed to be here once again. This the 19th day of October, Thursday, in the year of our Lord, 2017. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. Our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
God bless you, Tony. Amen. God is good. Amen. And thank God for you guys. It's a blessing to be here this afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Praise God to talk about, discuss God's truth one more time. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about it, brother. We're dealing with a very exciting subject, somewhat controversial. Stirs up a lot of, you know, feathers and sometimes confusion and sometimes lively discussions, you know.
Amen. And
we hope it caused a lot of people to dig deeper into the Word of God. To really, really find out what this fivefold ministry is all about. And because we know the enemy has infiltrated the church in many areas, and this is one of the areas that he is working very hard. Amen.
Amen.
Before we get started, I want to ask Minister Milton Dudley to ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing in the midst of your people.
Bless you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for this ministry, Lord, this broadcast ministry. Mm-hmm. And Father, as we come discussing your truth concerning this fivefold ministry, we pray that listening ears everywhere, Lord, will receive your truth, receive your word.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that they may search the scriptures as the Bereans did.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for enlightening us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
With the truth, with your truth.
Bless you, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
Pastor, ministry. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Before we get started, in the last broadcast, you encouraged people to give us some feedback.
Yes.
And this morning,
okay,
I received an email from Brother Boone out of Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah. Praise God.
And,
amen.
And this is what he said. He said, "Thank you for this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It really has been a blessing to me.
Yes.
Right now, I'm explaining this to a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Our people are so deceived by this doctrine."
Oh, yes. Man. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Boone, for giving us.
Amen. Bless you, Brother.
Amen.
Boone.
Bless you, brother.
Praise God. Thank God for you. And we just hope and pray that God will just bring some clarity to a lot of other minds and hearts that are somewhat confused and being taken advantage by those that would use God's word for their own profit. Amen.
Amen.
I think the Bible called it filthy lucre.
Filthy lucre.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Fivefold ministry. Ephesians 4:11. What is the fivefold ministry here, brother? Let's find out what that is.
Let's get it straight from the word then, Pastor.
Amen.
It reads Ephesians 4:11.
Mm-hmm.
"And he gave some apostles."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
"Some prophets."
Yes, Lord.
"Some evangelists."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
"And some pastors and teachers."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
"For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ."
Mm-hmm.
"Till we all come into the unity of faith."
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
"And of the knowledge of the Son of God."
Mm-hmm.
"Unto a perfect man."
Yes. Yes, Lord.
"Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ."
Amen. Brother, first of all, when you look at that real good, you know, and you said some apostles, some prophets, mm-hmm. some evangelists. That's four, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
"Some pastors and teachers." It don't say "some pastors
and some
teachers."
Okay.
That would make it fivefold right there.
Yeah.
But actually, those are one.
Mm-hmm. Those are one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So really, it's a fourfold.
Amen. Amen.
I just thought I'd throw that in there, brother. But, you know, we open up this discussion, fivefold ministry, dealing with the apostles. And the apostles played a great role in the building up of the church and laying the foundation. Is that what the Bible say, brother?
Amen.
Yeah. We build upon the foundation of the apostles.
Amen.
Praise God. God used them to help to build the foundation. And what God has called us to do is to kind of add on to it, but put some meat on the bone. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Not a new foundation, mm-hmm. all the one foundation. And but we're not through with apostles. We'll come back there for sure and touch on it as we'll have to, because there's such a relationship between, you know, all these different offices that we have been looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
But brother, what is a prophet, brother? What do y'all think a prophet is? What is a prophet now?
This is a prophet to me.
What is a prophet to you? you, brother.
This is a prophet to probably most of the people that's listening today, because as I was growing up and even now, I really don't relate a prophet to church.
Okay.
It normally goes like this. Hey, y'all need to come over to my house. Y'all know Jamel, right?
Yes.
Jamel, he work over on second shift in the deli. Well, what you didn't know about Jamel is that he's a prophet.
Oh, boy. Yes.
And he's coming over our house tonight. Right after work. Y'all don't even have to. Just come straight over my house because we're going to be selling fish plates.
Okay.
And Jamel, who is a prophet, he's going to give us a word. And girl, I'm telling you, he is anointed.
Oh, boy.
And you need to hear what he has to say, because he told me about my life.
And everything he said.
Right. See, that's what a prophet is.
Okay. He tells you things about your life that he probably couldn't know, didn't know.
Right. So it had to be from God, because he's a man of God.
Yeah, he had to be from God, because, like say, you didn't tell anybody.
Right.
And you told the devil not to tell.
Right.
And, you know, so it had to be. It had to be from God. Amen.
When I think of prophet, that's what I think of.
Okay, Tony, what is a prophet for you concerned?
Well, I'm gonna have to go to the other extreme, Pastor, because the prophet of God, and I got to go by the examples that Scripture give us.
Okay, go.
They spoke exactly what God said. The prophets of God said exactly what God said.
Okay.
Not paraphrasing, not putting it in my words.
Okay.
They said exactly what God said, so I'm going to have to stick with what the Bible said a prophet is.
Okay. What the Bible said a prophet is?
That a man sent by God.
Sent by God, okay.
To speak the word of God, that which God
Okay. Say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, Milton. What you read the Bible very extensively. What do you determine is a prophet?
Now, you know, I was thinking when Kevin said that, what he said.
Okay.
When I was coming up too. Now.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
I heard that a prophet was one that foretold the future.
Right.
Right.
You
yeah.
know.
Okay.
Misled. You know. In other words, back then. But like Tony said, you know, as I grew and the Lord saved me, and I, you know, meditated and searched the Scriptures on his word.
Okay.
I learned very quickly.
Okay.
That a prophet is a representative.
Okay.
Of one that, like Tony said, get his message from God. God sent him
to,
gave him his word to his people, or to individuals.
Right. Right.
You know what God was telling him.
Okay.
People to do, his people to do.
Okay. So the message could be was different types of messages, because we know there was a lot of future predictions that the prophets brought. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so and quite a few of them, because Jesus quotes quite a few of them that were fulfilled during his time, right?
Sure did. Yeah. Sure did.
And but also we know that those prophets also came and told David, say, "Hey, buddy, you done went out of bounds. You done messed up, man.
Yeah.
You know, you done messed up. God saw it and told me to come tell you.
Come tell you.
You better get your house in order.
Right. Right.
Okay. Huh? That means you better repent more or less.
That's right. Right.
So,
yeah.
So it ain't just foretelling. They didn't just foretell future, and but they also were sent to warn, rebuke,
right,
okay.
reprove, call them to back to the Lord, call them to repentance, right?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. But it is true, like you said, they said what God said.
Say what God said.
They didn't do any freelancing.
No, right. No.
Just only what God
only
told
what God
them
told
to
them to say.
Amen.
That's right.
Tony?
Pastor, it seems to me, okay, just listening at you right there, if we have prophets today, the modern day prophet.
That's the question.
And the mission is the same as you just explained.
Okay.
Then wouldn't he and the Holy Spirit have the same job?
Yes. Yes. They wouldn't be working counter. That's good, ain't it?
Okay, that's good.
Their actions and their words that they bring forth would not be in conflict with the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Huh? That's right.
Because now, like Kevin said, we must always remember that there wasn't a written word at this time, right? Okay, so God, you know, basically had to use
people, a man.
A man, That's men. Men mostly.
Right.
That may be a one or two occasion when you know, Deborah, but for the most part,
mankind.
Yeah, he used men. There's no doubt about that. And we together when we say that a prophet is a messenger from God. He represents God. He brings God's word directly, whether it's in the form of a prophecy, predictions, or things going to happen in the future, or whether it's a rebuke for against one of God's people that have gone astray. You know, so
just directly from God.
Okay, I think that's the point, that we directly from God.
Okay.
Directly from God.
Amen.
And because there was no written word to verify it, God put some real, real stiff penalties on those who were impersonating.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Am I right about
that? I guess a good example of a prophet thinking of the example, you know, trying to pitch it in your head, is God telling Moses to go tell Pharaoh what I said.
Okay.
That's a good example of how he said, go tell him this.
Right. And the prophets wanted the people to know that God is holy.
Right.
We serve a holy God.
A holy God.
Yeah. Sin is oh boy. Sin caused God's stomach to turn.
Amen.
And they were knee deep in sin. Israel, hard-headed, stubborn, you know, pig-headed people, you know. And God sent the prophet. Look at the book of Acts 10 quickly there, brothers. Find Acts 10 there, and we'll look at Acts 10. Milton, give me 42, 43, please. Read that for me, please.
42 and 43.
Okay.
And he commanded us to preach unto the people.
Yes.
And to testify that it is he which was ordained of God.
Yes.
To be the judge of the quick and the dead.
Okay.
To him give all the prophets witness.
All the prophets.
That through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin.
Through the prophets. Prophet was a witness.
That's right.
God sent them. But we must realize that even as the New Testament talks so much about the prophets of old, their message, though maybe draped or somewhat not as clear, but it was all about Christ, wasn't it?
Amen.
Do we understand that?
Amen.
That's what the Word of God tells you. It was basically all about Christ. Look at Luke 24:44 there. 44, Tony, you read that.
24:44?
Yeah, Luke 24:44.
All right, and it reads.
Yes.
And he saith unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. That all things must be fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
Which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets.
And the prophets.
And in the Psalms concerning me.
All about who?
The prophets.
The prophets were uphold. Even when they rebuking David, when David was being rebuked by Nathan, he was exalting the holiness of God.
Of Christ, right.
Of Christ.
Amen.
Well, can we say Christ ain't God? Would it be the same way?
Yeah.
I believe they interchange.
Yeah, they're the same.
You think they interchange, brother?
Amen.
Tony, you have something? Go ahead.
And when you read that in Luke, what jumped out to me, if we just read the Bible and take it for what it say, it'll clear up a lot of this garbage we promote and throw around.
Sure.
It speaks in past tense. It said, which I spake.
I spake.
Spake.
During that time.
Not which I'm speaking or which I will speak to you at a later date.
I speak now. I spake yesterday. Can we say it like that?
Yeah.
I spake. Yeah. I'm the one doing all the speeches.
That's right.
Luke 24:27, when the brothers on the road to Emmaus. Y'all remember that situation?
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus kind of eased in on them brothers. They got the sad face and crying and blues and all that stuff there. 24:27. Read that for me, Kevin.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
All the prophets, their message was about Christ.
So that would be Old Testament, right?
The Old Testament.
Old Testament.
Christ in the Old Testament. Where we find the most of the great prophets.
Right.
Tony, what you got?
Pastor, and it says beginning at Moses. And all the scriptures.
Yeah.
I mean, ain't no more new nothing being given away. All the scriptures. If he got all the scriptures, then the revelation is done. The canon is complete.
Yes, sir.
So what would be the need of a prophet?
Well, what would be the need of a prophet? I don't see the need today, my brother. I don't see the need. And because most of the prophets today, and we'll deal with it because, you know, that thing going on in Africa about to turn my stomach, though. Mm. How you know, just Google the richest preachers in the world. Mm-hmm. Five of them going to be from Africa.
Really?
They making a killing, boy. They making a killing with that five. Oh, God, the prophecy. God showed me, well, you're going to get a new car. God showed me.
Right.
Oh, I see a house. I see a baby. I see a baby.
Right.
I see a baby. I know you. Your husband ain't going to beat you no more. I can see, you know, right. All this kind
you know,
of stuff. You know,
what?
Predictions.
You know what?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's funny, Pastor, but you know what that sound like?
What does that sound like?
That sound like one of the mediums.
One of who now?
One of the mediums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, yeah.
Listen, you know, brother. Doing a little chewing on this subject earlier.
That's all it is.
And my number one here said the only prophesying that's done today mm-hmm. is really just paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. That's prophesying yeah. that what we're called to do. Okay. Otherwise, it's fortune telling or soothsaying.
Sure it is. Okay. Sure it okay. is.
It's fortune. The same thing yeah. you just said.
Right. Okay. And brethren, let me tell you guys something. Praise God. God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, just with that too, you know, talking about the prophets, and
yes,
as he mentioned in the scriptures here,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had respect for the prophets.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They listened to the prophets.
Absolutely.
And, yes. and one thing about it, when they spoke what God said,
mm-hmm.
it came to pass.
That's right. That's
it came
right.
to pass.
That's right.
Mill.
A true
Brother
prophet.
Mill. Mm-hmm. If you say you're a prophet mm-hmm. and you prophesying it don't come through, you finna have your rock party. You absolutely right. They respected the prophet.
Well, what Deuteronomy
and the prophet respected God.
What did Deuteronomy 13 say? Let me read it for you, brother. 13:1. I'm gonna read it for you. Can I do that?
Go ahead. Okay. Pastor, go ahead.
If there arises among you a prophet, a dreamer of dreams, mm-hmm. and given thee a sign or wonder, and the sign and wonder comes to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now look at Deuteronomy 18. Now this, mm-hmm. I'm going to put the big nail on it now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Look at 18:20. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word
okay.
in my name,
mm.
which I have not commanded him to speak.
Oh, so we see the requirement.
There you go.
Or that shall speak in the name of other gods, little g, even that prophet shall
die.
And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken,
mm-hmm.
but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there it is.
Brother, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
If we were standing upon this
time
standard and guideline mm-hmm. for prophets today.
Oh, boy. Be a lot of dead prophets out there, Pastor.
You see, if God says something, and I tell you God said it, and then I tell you, well, sister, you just didn't have enough faith today.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
It didn't come true because you don't have enough
right.
faith.
Because of her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're passing the blame, man, right?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. That won't work, Beth. That wouldn't work.
No, not at all.
No excuses.
Not at all.
No okay. excuses. The weather was bad today.
Right,
y'all.
Right.
Or whatever, you know.
I need $100 more before
yeah, how about that?
Yeah. 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 All kind of excuses so-called prophets makes today when their word does not come true.
Come true.
Huh? Okay. But okay. brother, let me tell you something. God gave this word to keep those false prophets from jumping up, fleecing the people.
Absolutely.
In okay. the Old Testament.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something. That's what I call capital punishment there, buddy.
That, oh, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. But they say,
telling the person if you murder, like the Bible says, then you forfeit your own life, they said that don't deter crime today.
Mm.
Mm.
I believe it does.
I do, too.
How do they know, Pastor? Oh, the experts got together and did a study and took a poll.
Yes.
Let's at least try.
You take a
let's
man.
Let's try for a while. See.
You take a man you know guilty. Yes. You know he guilty.
Know he guilty.
And put him in the public square and mow him down. It'll change.
Yes, sir.
Criminals' attitudes will change about murder.
Guaranteed.
I know it would. And that was a measure that kept those false prophets from coming forth. Because they were going to be stoned.
Yeah.
The Old Testament people were going to
get killed. Yeah.
Pastor, the people's heart and our lust for flesh hurt us so bad.
Okay.
Now, up in New York, this prophet. Well, it was a couple. It was a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. They were a prophet and a prophetess.
Okay.
Got rich selling golden tickets to heaven.
Golden tickets.
Before they had to arrest them to stop them. Go on YouTube and look it up.
Golden
tickets. They had to arrest them to stop them. People buy them.
Tony, you know what? You know what? I would have done.
I'm going to have to Google that.
We all need to Google that. You know what I would have done, first of all? If you tell me something like that,
ooh-wee,
you must show me in the scriptures.
Well, golden ticket.
Yes, you got to show me that.
Golden ticket.
If it's not in the Word of God, brothers, because the curse was in the Old Testament against the lies like that.
Okay.
And Jesus closed Revelation 22 out with what? If you add to it or take away from my word, you shall inherit every curse. That's in the Word of God. Go ahead, Kevin.
Going back to what Pastor's saying, I'm just thinking about Bible study yesterday because we're talking about the Holy Spirit.
Okay, right.
And being that we're in an age of grace, we still have that protection from the false prophet with the inner conviction and discernment of the Holy Spirit.
Plus the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
But you can see why it was necessary before the Holy Spirit was poured out.
Mm-hmm.
God had to protect his people
in such
a way that, hey, you can chance it now. I haven't commanded you to speak, but if you speak, this is what's going to happen.
Say that again, my brother. Mm-hmm. In other words, you know, and I know a lot of our people know this information, but there are some that don't know this here. The Holy Spirit came on people in the Old Testament.
God, right.
He came on Elijah. He came upon on Elisha. Them,
right.
He came on the prophets in the Old Testament. But he did not indwell
them. Right. With them. That's right.
There was no constant companionship there.
That's right.
Huh? Amen.
So go ahead, Cameron. That's good, though.
So
you know?
Since it wasn't like that, God set up a hedge. He set up a law to protect those who truly wanted to hear from him.
Okay. Mm. The firing squad was the law.
Right.
I mean,
since we have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit inside of us, to witness to our spirit,
we
still have that protection, but we just don't hear it. I'm sure the Holy Spirit was nudging folks about that golden ticket.
We know the Word of God does not specifically address every situation we're confronted with, right?
Yeah.
So now, but what the written word does not address, the Holy Spirit is there.
That's right.
Yeah. Huh? To say yay or nay.
To confirm.
Because if you don't have a peace whatsoever, it's not of faith, the Bible said. It's sin. If I'm endeavoring to do something and I don't have that peace in my heart about that thing, but the Holy Spirit is jumping up and down, I mean, you're having a tantrum. and we know that inside because the peace is not there.
Right.
Go ahead, Tony.
And you can ignore him for other reasons. Pastor, you just read out of Deuteronomy 18 and started at 20. Let me back up a couple of verses, where the Word of God says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
That's right.
And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Right.
But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other God, even that prophet shall die.
Yes.
Now, and that just goes to show that the prophet spoke the exact word of God, and it must be a future thing.
Okay.
That the prophets then were speaking of what was to come. It's been fulfilled.
Yes.
It's complete.
Yes.
All scripture. What 2 Timothy says.
Well, Jesus said he came to fulfill, didn't he?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been fulfilled.
Okay.
Therefore, you can prophesy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you can't be no prophet.
Okay. You can.
Okay.
Okay.
You can prophesy. That's what we said last night.
And see, what we're looking at, too,
mm-hmm.
the word ain't never changed.
No, don't change. No, the word
hasn't changed. Word is the same.
That's right. Yeah, the word is the same.
You know, and back to that thing you was talking about, the people buying a golden ticket.
Yeah.
Them had to be some people living in space somewhere.
Or just straight up lost.
Because everybody in his right mind, no, you ain't going to buy no golden ticket for him.
Yes.
You got to be from some other spaceship somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, when Samuel, I'm trying to get the word from Samuel.
Eli.
No, Saul.
Saul trying to get a word. Trying to get a word.
When the wind showed up. When the wind showed up.
That was not Samuel talking, brothers.
Mm-mm.
Y'all know that? That person that supposedly was speaking, being Samuel, was not.
But he looked like him.
Huh? But he looked like him.
But the devil is a good looking liar then, ain't he?
Showing up.
He looks like an angel of light. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the evil one will assist people in these lies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
As mm-hmm. they try to sell
yeah.
to mm-hmm. people, you know?
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Look at Genesis 3, brother, real quickly. Let's look at 3 there. Now, see, God needed a mouthpiece because how many know that God used to speak to man face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
Yeah, audibly.
All right.
Read Genesis 3, Milton.
3:8-9.
Read it now.
It said, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Cool of the day.
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God called unto Adam
and
said unto him,
mm-hmm.
where art thou?
So now, in other words, there was a time, wasn't it,
mm-hmm.
when God spoke to
directly.
These brother had come. I mean, they were walking together and talking together.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a normal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But we know something happened, don't we? Sin changed the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Look at Isaiah 59:1-2. Somebody grab that one quick before.
All right. It said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save.
Okay.
Neither his ear heavy.
Yes.
That it cannot hear.
Okay.
But your iniquities have separated between you and your God.
Mm.
And your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear you.
You mean to tell me when sin entered the picture, when Adam and Eve crossed the line, sin against the Holy God, God could not communicate directly with them anymore. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
And to this day, he cannot directly, except through the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's just his grace. He made another way to speak with us, Pastor.
Well, he could have killed us, brother.
He could have
left us to stew in that mess we had, we started, you know.
That's right.
But thank God he didn't, you know. But sin brought us some problems, brother. No face-to-face interaction with God. That was gone, right?
That was gone.
So God needed a prophet, man. He got to have somebody. The knowledge of evil was there. So God never intended for man to have a knowledge of evil.
Oh, boy.
Just good.
That's right.
That's a good point.
Go ahead, Kevin.
The only knowledge you have is what I give you because I speak to you, right?
I hear you.
That's the only thing. It was intended for man to do what God said.
Yes.
Wow.
The only reason you move or do whatever is because I told you.
Right.
But once they learn the knowledge of good and evil.
Game changer, huh? It's a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you gonna weigh what I say. You're going to doubt what I say.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, man only supposed to have heard from God.
That's all.
Directly. That's why we see them talking.
That's right.
Right here.
But he made us free agents, though, didn't he?
Right. That's right.
Huh? And that's God's way. God didn't want love. He didn't want relationship with the people that was afraid of him or people that, was loving him for the wrong reason. He wanted a real relationship.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
But after being free moral agents, they decided they'll go in the way of the evil one. And therefore, the knowledge of good and evil, you know, was there.
It messed it up. And that's why it's so important that we go to the beginning, Pastor,
because
we see the original way man supposed to have interacted with God.
Yes, from the beginning.
He intentionally, originally, was going to speak to his creation. He was speaking to Adam and Eve.
Yes.
But then that sin separated
them.
Now I have to have someone to speak for me to them.
Now
I can't even look upon sin.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
You have broken the connection.
Amen.
So now I need someone to speak to my creation.
That's right. And thus enter the prophets of God, Amen. Called by God, sent by God to speak God's message, not freelancing, not what they think, not for filthy lucre.
Oh, boy.
And I don't, you know what? And that's one thing about the prophets in the Old Testament. I don't see one of them brethren that was living in the gated communities.
No.
No, they wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No.
Brother, the nature of the message means that you ain't going to get in the gated community, period. You know? I mean, people don't want you. They don't want you in the community.
In the ungated community.
They feared God. Look what it says in Genesis 3:10. They saw God that, you know, we was afraid. Read that for us. Just read it out.
It said, and he said,
what he said?
I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid.
There come fear, y'all.
Because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Okay, so fear, you know, fear of God. And we don't serve God because of fear, brothers, you know.
No,
that is not what God wanted from the beginning, you know. Oh, man, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell, so I'm going to get saved. No, brother, that ain't the way it is.
That ain't going to save you. You're going to be scared going to hell. See? And Pastor, you just said that's where fear came in.
Okay.
And then the next phrase he said, because I was naked. Yeah. There go knowledge. Oh, there go knowledge you shouldn't have ever had.
Right.
And I hid myself. There go deception.
The brother and the sister was in a nudity camp and didn't even know it.
They didn't even know.
I mean, it was just natural. It wasn't no problem.
Right.
Wow.
Now they have the knowledge of what they say is good and evil.
But there's a group of people now saying that nude is coming back. They got nude camps now, they say.
Well, had them freaks, pal. They call freaks.
They don't call themselves freaks.
Mm. Well, no.
They say you're not ashamed of your body.
That's what they say.
And you actually, if you a special kind of person like they are, they say that you won't you can do this and you won't have no lust come up in your heart.
Oh, man.
I mean, your mouth won't water, your eyes won't glitter.
Well, what does that say, Pastor? What does that say for the very God who made a covering for your nakedness?
Okay. God made a covering?
Apparently he had a problem with it, didn't he?
And then God had a problem with nakedness.
It's nowhere in the Bible where nakedness is good.
No.
Nowhere in the Bible. It's not.
No.
Nakedness is compared to evil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And even in today, I know we're in a society where skin is in, you know, showing all the skin you can show. But according to our Bible in the New Testament, when the devil got a hold to you, that's when you pull your clothes off. Got naked.
He's gonna make sure you
get your clothes off.
Yeah.
But see, we got to look at it too. When
like what?
The relationship that God had with Adam from the beginning.
From the beginning.
This was a holy relationship.
Yes, amen.
Yes, it was.
And see, we're talking about the nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you said he couldn't look at him, he couldn't look at him because it was sin.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. That was sin now. Mm-hmm.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And see,
right.
before he talked to him naked, everything was okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
after sin came in, he didn't want to focus his eyes on that
That's
sin.
Right.
That's right.
So he couldn't look at him. Wasn't no relationship there no more.
Amen. None whatsoever.
Amen. Yeah, that's good, man. I'm telling you.
But God is a holy God. He's the same holy God today. You know, and he cannot tolerate even us, his children, when we venture into
sin.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. Huh? And, of course, like we know, being children of God, he said, men as I love, I'll do what?
Jason.
That's he ain't going to put Jason. It out. He ain't going to take the name from you, the Christian name from you, brother. But he sure will get the butter from the duck, won't he?
Yeah.
I get awfully mad at Lil Tony sometimes, Pastor, but he's still my son.
Yeah.
He's still my son. Yeah. I'm mad.
But God said, same way.
Okay.
He will not deny us. We have the Christian name because we've been born again of the Spirit of God and we're God's children. But if we get out of line, God has a way.
You know, and that when Tony said that, made me think about my nephew, the one that's in jail now facing all these charges.
Yes.
And brother-in-law went and saw him. I guess my sister did,
too. Right.
But he told Brenda, he said, when I was there talking to him,
yes,
I couldn't really get on him and tell him all the stuff that I wanted to tell him.
Okay, okay.
Because he had compassion for him. Mm-hmm. He already know he done messed up.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Looking at some time.
Right. Oh yeah. He
so he time. He wasn't finna beat him over his head no more. Yeah, than right. What yeah. he already
kicking when he down.
Right. Kicking when he down.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But God needed prophets because God mm-hmm. is the holy God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these are men called by God.
Called by God.
I mean,
God.
That's we got to keep saying that.
That's
they
right.
are mm-hmm. called specially by God, and they will take God's message, brother. And
yeah.
God's message ain't never been about no money.
No, mm-hmm. no.
God's never. Message has never, never. Been about
never.
Any money. Yes, God know it takes money to run ministries. Right? Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Okay, but it has to be a willing thing. You cannot withhold God's blessing from people based upon their ability to pay or not to pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And there have been some prophets that tell you, You know, you got to give me $100 or $200. You got to put. They won't say it like that, but they'll say, you know, you need to donate $200 to the ministry.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is nothing but a slush fund.
Pastor had one in Atlanta said he wished they had something to check and see if you was a tither coming through the turnstile, and if you wouldn't, take you out back and shoot.
Do that sound like God, brothers? Mm-mm. Do that sound like the prophets in the Old Testament? Do that sound like the way they operated?
That ain't God's
prophet. Not at all.
Not at all.
And that's why we shouldn't be bamboozled and swindled by these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. But sin brought the problem, brought fear, and nakedness, like Tony said a while ago, and mm-hmm. Also death entered the picture, you know, and we know that he told him, the day you eat the apple, you shall surely die. And that's
surely
that's Genesis 2:17, mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
And in 1 Corinthians 15:25-26, he said, the last enemy, go ahead and read that for me, somebody read that, the last enemy is who?
For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Mm-hmm. The last enemy. The last death is a product of our sinfulness.
That's brother. Right. And it's that's considered right. an enemy.
That's right.
It is an enemy that God, Jesus has dealt with. Mm-hmm. Praise God. On the cross.
Thank you.
He
thank
dealt
you,
with.
Lord.
He got the victory for us over mm-hmm. death. And even though it's still appointed unto us once to die, we're going to die if the Lord tarries. Is that
that's
right?
Right? That's right.
But we still have the victory on it.
I just thought of something.
Go ahead.
Death wasn't ever the intention of God.
Never was.
Mm-hmm. Never was the intention.
Never was.
Sin introduced death. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But see, we were to live forever.
Forever, brother.
Do we really realize the problem sin has brought upon this world? And won't preach against it and say you God's man? You God's prophet, and you won't preach against sin? The very reason he need a prophet?
If you God prophet, Tony, you're going to preach about sin.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're going to have to.
You're going
to
have to.
If you are a prophet from God, like I said, there are times when the prophet did exhort people.
Yeah.
They did some exhortation.
Yeah.
And predictions. But also, brother, when sin was in the camp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, they addressed it. They addressed it. And God,
right.
God had
right.
the back to it at the same time. Mm-hmm. If he told them that God's going to open up the earth, God told him he's going to open up the earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it did open
that's
up.
Right.
To it.
That's
open
right.
up.
Right. That's okay. right.
And swallow whole families up during the wilderness journey. Y'all remember that?
Took them on.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Genesis 3:12. Look at 3:12 quickly there, Kevin. Read that for me now. 3:12.
And the man said,
oh, blame game.
The woman.
Watch it.
Mm-hmm. Whom thou gavest to me,
okay,
be with me. She gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
Lord,
the woman you gave me, God, you gave her to me, God.
You, yeah.
And just a little while back, this was a blessing.
Yeah.
But now God, he blaming God now, right?
Right.
If you had never brought that pretty little thing in my life.
Mm. This wouldn't have happened.
I wouldn't have ate it. I wouldn't have ate that apple. But
it'll still be on that tree.
But that you should have made it look like Rachel or something. You know. But this God would have blessed it in. But no responsibility. Can you see that? People right. today want to blame.
Right now.
That's
same
right.
thing.
That's right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, blame the blame game. Game.
Blame
yeah.
game.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why blame I game. Can't live a holy life.
Yeah, my dad was a drunkard. My mama was a this or this. Mm-hmm. And you know, the sins of the mama and the father the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it ain't none of my fault. You know,
Pastor, I messed around and repeated something you said, and I thought I was going to get run out of my neighborhood and everything. Listen,
what you repeated.
I was like, okay, yeah, slavery. We done made it from slavery all the way back up to civil rights, all the way up to here. I said, is that the reason you can't get that trash up out there in front of your house?
You mean, did you say that?
Yes, yeah. I actually did. I heard
you still living there?
But I gotta go in the back door right now. They might get me off the hot list for too long.
Have you ever heard of political correctness?
Is that what that was?
That was not correct, man. In these days and time. You do not hurt people's feelings. You hurt the brother's feelings. I know trash was all over the yard, and the brother's gonna get it up sooner or later. Now you
ain't know how to feel though, Pastor. Cause that's the first time I ever been called Uncle Tom and all that.
Just because you want the holy roll of
Uncle Tom. And I want to say it nothing if it had been around the corner, but it's sitting right next to me.
Well, Tony, Tony, now, what you supposed to done.
What are you supposed to do?
Was go over there and pick the trash up.
Okay.
And then maybe by example, the neighbors would learn and do like you do.
So, okay.
You mean again?
Again.
You mean again? I should have did that again.
Well, I'm gonna show you how saved I am today, brother. I'm going to show you how saved I am. I'm going to take responsibility for your rebuke. Amen. But this sin brings that problem, brother. We don't want to take responsibility. Yes.
No.
Yes, it is a fact. And I know our people don't like to hear us say that we have gone into communities that were pristine.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Before we moved yes. in.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
And now that we moved in, the grass won't grow. The truth is the truth, brother.
That's the truth.
The truth is the truth. But we blame everybody because that's a product of sin. Is that right?
That's right.
And that's why we need God need a prophet.
A prophet.
Okay. You felt the calling to do that?
Well, I had that God. I just pray I don't do it. I ain't doing it out of anger because I'm tired of picking up this trash.
Okay. Well, we all have those people in our community that they don't take care of. Okay, but sin brought about a change in our minds that made it a very needed thing to have someone to come to us and explain some things to us. Look at Luke 4:18 quickly. Mel, read that quickly. Luke 4:18, quickly.
4:18 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Okay.
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
That's what Jesus came for.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive.
Yes.
And the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Yes. Okay. So now the Lord came, he came purposely to help our feeble minds. Is that right? What about 2 Corinthians 4:4? Read that for us.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, yet lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Kevin, the question for you.
Go ahead.
Since you're reading that scripture, is this God of this world that Paul talks about here, is that the same one that was in the garden?
Yes, Satan.
That was him?
Satan.
He the one piggyback on the snake.
Spoke through the snake.
Is that the same one?
Right.
That's him.
So now he is working double time, overtime to blind the minds of God's stellar creation.
Now Amen. He is a God of this world.
Of this world.
This physical world.
Okay, right, right. That which appeals
to the physical. Remember that he's the ruler of this world, this media, our bodies.
Pastor, let me ask you a question. I got a question
for the Bible refers to him.
For all you preachers.
Come on, help
you just said, Pastor, that he piggybacked
on the snake, on the serpent,
and the God.
Yes.
To deceive God's people.
Yes, great creation, yes.
Could he disguise himself as a prophet.
Oh, whoa.
Man.
Yes.
I want to make sure. I don't want to accuse nobody of nothing. Yeah. You know,
is it
possible that he could do that? That's who this could be.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. The spirit of it.
So, like he used the serpent and lied through the serpent. He can lie through the prophets today.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Bring a word from God, and all the time is from the evil one himself.
That's the same thing the serpent did. Yeah.
Amen. But thank God today we have the word of God in the Holy Spirit.
I heard that.
To try the spirit by the spirit.
By the spirit.
Amen.
By the spirit.
To see whether it's from God or not. Wow. And in fact, that's why we need to know God's word, brother.
Amen.
We need to read God's word, know God's word, and then be very familiar with the spirit working in us and through us. Mm. We have a full-time Holy Spirit living in us.
Yeah. That's what it said in Luke 4:18.
Okay.
We, you know, we can understand that more now that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
So they understood how the Holy Spirit moved and he were at different places at different times. So when Jesus said, hey,
he's upon me.
He's upon me.
Amen.
That really meant something to them then.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. But then man became carnal-minded, brother, completely ruled by the body. That carnal mean body. Ruled by body.
Rule.
Romans 8:6 says what? Tony, read that for me. 6:8 there. What does it say?
6 through 8. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Okay. Okay.
But the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. Okay. Neither indeed can be.
Won't obey.
So then, they that are in the flesh
cannot
please God.
Now, 1 John tells us exactly what this body rule and body control thing is all about. Mm-hmm. Milt, you got it?
It said,
what?
For all that is in the world.
Y'all understand all.
All.
I mean all.
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Of the world.
And you have a God of this world.
Right? That's right. He deals with the sense areas, brothers. Right. You know, and we're so fascinated today when the prophet says, the prophet come up and say, God showed me how he's going to bless you.
Right. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, that's it.
That's
appealing to our flesh.
He got you. He ain't saying nothing about spiritual growth.
No.
Nothing about you being more or able to be a good witness for God, or you know, being able to understand scriptures better. No, no. God showed me a brand new house.
That's the hook.
And show you how I intellect. See that with that scripture, brother just read that pastor about the flesh, nothing good dwelling in the flesh.
Right.
He come up there and tell you that.
Okay.
Now my intellect telling me
what that
you
intellect?
Just prayed for a house. Night for last. And here come the man of God, the prophet. The prophesy. It's got to be true.
Yeah.
It's got to be true. But people, we better, like Pastor said, we better know our Bible. Look, I'm going to look at it. Y'all mind if I go to Hebrew right quick?
Go ahead, bro.
Tony, tell me something while you're going there.
Come on, bro.
What happened when you don't get that house?
I ain't have enough faith.
God told you that you will get the house, but now the house don't come to be, so but the problem is you didn't have enough faith.
If I ask the prophet.
Okay.
Now, it could be more dangerous than that. I could lose faith in God. You know, if I got in it. But now, if I'm looking now, you know, look at Hebrews 1:1.
Read, brother.
It said, God, who at sundry time and in divers manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets.
Past time,
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. By who? By his son.
Yes.
Whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world.
Amen.
Okay.
That's good. But the Bible is too clear. Speak in past tense. It said in sundry time. When was that? That was back then. Then it says spake.
Yes.
That was back then.
Yes.
Then it even goes far to say in time past.
Amen.
And say again spoken. It's talking all past tense.
That's right.
But see, Tony, you'll get some prophets to tell you. Well, you don't need to read that. Just listen to what I tell you.
Oh, yes. That's true.
And a lot of our people won't read for themselves.
That's right.
You want them to sign a contract, Milt said, if what you say don't happen, I get to throw you a rock party in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that'll turn some heads, brother. Yeah. Kevin, what you got?
I talked about trends last time with the apostles. The trend with the prophet of today that we're talking about.
The trend. The trend.
They normally don't teach from the Bible. They normally don't. If you look at these flags, we're just talking about the flags of these people in our community. When you see one of these folks, Jamel.
Yes, Jamel.
He ain't going to speak from the Bible. He has this... Mm-hmm. this thing, this anointing on him to where he just kind of talks.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
He just kind of talks.
Right.
He's a motivator speaker.
Yeah, yeah. Right, he's not really going to preach from the Bible. He has the Holy Spirit upon him.
Yes.
And God is telling me something about you, Tony. That's how they normally do it. Mm-hmm. They normally never teach from the Bible at all.
Yeah, right. You know, which is a flag right there.
Yes. That's a flag.
Some of them are bold enough to tell you, we ain't talking about the Bible. I'm telling you what God told me.
No. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, it wouldn't be established.
That's right.
You know, you got the. There must be some kind of witness to what you're saying here.
Right.
Huh? And don't dig up your brother back in the back and have him run up here talking about, God showed me.
No, brother.
We need to see some words.
You'll normally see, though.
Yes.
But see, it's like Kevin was talking about as far as. Mm-hmm. We having the Holy Spirit dwell within us.
Okay,
And it make me think about Pastor White Dora.
Yes, right.
When she got with some of the ladies one time over to her house,
and they told that
and the lady gonna try to prophesy to
she was a prophet.
To Dora that she see her husband is beating on her.
Yeah, right. She told her that. Yeah, I can see that. You know,
Dora said, "I know the devil is a lie."
Yep. That wasn't prophesy. That was prophet lie.
Prophet lie.
Well, when you stand in front of them and you stand up in a room of milk, I tell you, you can test this. Right now, just run to the mall somewhere and stand up with a loud voice, get you a little soapbox, and say, somebody in here with cancer.
Oh, God,
the Lord gonna be there. You know, you throw a broad net out there, you subject to catch you something,
right? Yeah, subject to catch you something,
and you need that being an anointed man of God.
That's right. Well, they use a lot of psychology, and they are aided and abetted by the evil one himself.
Familiar spirits.
We have to keep that in mind, and they will tell you some things that will put a hook in your jaw.
Right.
And make you really gravitate toward them. But brother, let me tell you something. We must go back to stay with the Word of God and with the Spirit of God, because if you are born again, if you say you have the Spirit of God in you.
That's right.
And you can try that Spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit.
Amen.
But brothers, that's where we have a default. That's where even in truly born again Christians, because we hadn't learned how to interact with the Holy Spirit and how he interacts with us.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
We're vulnerable.
We hadn't been taught it. All we've been taught is, like the little young fellow that we talked to just a moment ago. You know, I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. And, you know, and I started just speaking in the tongues and all that. That's what he was talking about. Y'all came up out there, you know. And but, brethren, God saw fit to send prophets to speak his word, not what you think people want to hear.
Amen.
Not because you want to be financially, enriched through them, which is mostly what I see today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A true prophet of God don't live like these prophets live today.
Absolutely.
Amen.
It's just not in the Word. Okay, Kevin, let's begin here. We're going to have to cut it a little short here. Let's begin to sum it up just a little bit. Amen. What the prophets, what God put on your heart? What'd you say?
We just scratched the surface today. Praise just God. Introducing the next office, which is the prophet.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And until you hear from us next time, next week, you'll just notice that these prophets.
Yes.
They speak about what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have the Holy Spirit to console us or to counsel us on what's going on in our life.
Sure we do.
So therefore, we don't need the prophet today for that purpose.
That's right.
Remember, prophets prophesy. But everyone who prophesy doesn't necessarily mean that they're a prophet.
Amen.
But we'll get into that next week.
Yes, sir. We're going to go deeper into it. Tony, say something. Sum it up.
We've said it many times. The Lord said my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
True. And it's not for access to my word. That's not the problem. He has given us great access to his word.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want all of y'all, everybody listening, everybody who will hear this, to remember everything that's been spoken of God is already written.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's in his word.
Amen.
Therefore, there is no need for the prophet.
Right.
There is no need for the prophet. And it's in the Bible in many places that in these last days, you know, our daughter's going to prophesy. And our son,
prophesy.
That's right. That's repeating. Yes. God is not speaking directly to any one of us. And we would just do the will and the mission of God, people.
Yes, Lord.
We have enough to do outside of any of these offices we're trying to reopen.
Amen. Come on, give us something here.
You know, many of our people are misled. And that old saying, trying to get something for nothing.
Yes. Okay.
And a lot of a lot of these false prophets, false teachers, they're preying on these people.
Yes. Yes. My
thing is to the listening audience out there, study the Word of God for yourself.
Amen.
Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in all truth.
Yes, Lord.
Can discern these lies when they're upon you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And once again, we'd like to have your comments. Praise God. Nays and yays. Not necessarily looking for you to totally agree with us, but we think that we're speaking the truth from God's word, and we definitely want to hear your remarks. God Amen. Bless you, and may God keep you. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, once again, Lord, to discuss your truth, Father. We realize, Lord, that your truth will not only set us free, but it will enlighten us and keep us, Lord, from falling into the traps that many have fallen in today. Lord God, we ask your blessing upon the ones that hear the word today. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.